Good Lord, we all need a break.
Welcome to the Prickly City Podcast for May 6, 2016. I'm Janine Fadich, and here is your host and the creator of Prickly City, Scott Stantis.
Did you forget the name?
No, I just forgot that you're the creator of Prickly City. I just remembered the host part.
Yeah, people confuse me with Watterson all the time as
well,
a creator.
Well, the weather's
something.
Nice today, so I just kind of got...
Yeah, they shouldn't have windows in the studio.
No.
Thank you, Janine, and thank you, everyone, for listening to this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. And we're here at the studios of WGN Radio, which is really kind of cool. Yay! And Michael, who's our wonderful... How do you pronounce your last name again? Heidemann. Heidemann. German. So you know he's efficient.
He is. It's very nice.
Yes, he's very nice. So thank you, Michael. So this week, let's get right into it. What's been happening in Prickly City? Exactly what I just said. We all need a break. I'm so tired of politics, which is weird because I do a political comic strip and I'm a political cartoonist or an editorial cartoonist for the Chicago Tribune. So you think that this would be my bread and butter. You would think, how often a week do I hear people, you must be loving this?
Every time anyone finds out you're a cartoonist, they ask you that.
Yes, this must be the best time ever. I go, no, because you know why? I'm an American. And this is making me crazy. I happen to love my country. I don't want a pathological liar or an impudent child as my president. But that's going to be our choice.
So speaking of pathological liars, yeah, we've got an email that we've had a few kind of on the same subject. And this one is from Wally. And he says, we get it. Hillary is a liar. No offense, but that seems to be the theme of 90% of Prickly City cartoons over the past year. Good grief. There are so many other political types to choose from. So why do you think this is so important to get that across?
Because she's a liar. Because she lies to us. She's a lying liar who lies.
About what?
Name it. Here's what's weird about Hillary is she's clearly competent, clearly smart, but she seems pathologically incapable of answering a straight question with a straight answer. Everything from Whitewater to the Rose law firm records to the email server and beyond. It's strange, and it's a character issue. And I haven't just called her a liar. I also say that she's abusive to her staff and she's not a nice person. So to say that I only say she's a liar would be inaccurate.
So is that much different than any other politician, though? Don't I kind of think that they probably are all liars?
Well, I would hope so. Maybe we just hope for someone who's better. That's why the Trump thing never, you know, I can't get my hands around that either, is that you want someone to be your leader who's better than you are. You know, I don't want the old adage that, you know, this is someone I could have a beer with. This could be your neighbor. I don't want my neighbor. I love my neighbors. In fact, they're here in the studio with us visiting. So I love my neighbors, but no offense. I don't, you know, well, actually, you guys would be pretty good presidents.
I was going to say, they are smarter than
us. Yeah, they kind of are. So well, that sort of just totally destroys the point I was trying to make. My point generally is...
We've had neighbors, though, you wouldn't want to be president.
No, that's true. Especially that yappy dog next door. It just drives me crazy. Ugh. So that's why this is a bad thing. This is why I pointed out, and I think it's something that needs to be pointed out. Talk to someone about the Hillary case today. The FBI has now interviewed her chief of staff, former Congressman Wiener's wife, who remains his wife, which is, again, a head scratcher, but that may just be me. And, you know, so the investigation supposedly is going to be interviewing Hillary in the next few weeks. What's curious is it's going to be the head of the FBI, which is weird.
Wow. Is that unusual?
You think?
Usually they have just some underling do it.
Well, not just an underling, but someone who's actually, familiar with the case can go in and talk to people and say, oh, wait. And they can come back to interviews and say, well, on this date you said this, but then on this date you said that. Why the conflict? You know, instead of someone saying, well, you know, the guy you used to work for appointed me. So let me ask you some questions. It stinks. It's a typical Hillary Clinton kind of a thing, and it stinks. So that's I think important to point out.
Okay.
I'm done. So anyway, so the week is them trying to escape, right?
Right. So you have not gotten a lot of comments because it's not really very controversial.
Although
what you've been talking about,
yes, Comic Strip of the Day did bring it up and say they're very excited about what's coming up. Maybe I hope I don't disappoint people because I had a couple of cliffhangers.
Ooh.
Ooh. And so they just want a break from politics. I mean, seriously, this has just been such a weird, raucous, brutal cycle that it's...
It's overwhelming.
It is.
Constantly.
And it's constant.
Yeah. It doesn't end. But about you had Winslow and Carmen going to a manufactured island resort in the South China Sea.
Which the resort doesn't... By the way, folks, it's a comic strip. This resort does not exist. Okay, it's not a news story. It's not accurate. It's just my comic strip. So, because as I have to point out to people, I had to point out to an editor here at the Chicago Tribune, who shall remain nameless, to point out that it's a comic strip. Coyotes can't talk, and little girls are not appointed the political correspondents for newspapers.
Not yet, anyway. But anyway,
if they can work for less money.
Oh, about your South China Sea one, Coffee Cup said that it is calmer than a Trump rally.
No, that's true. Okay, they just are building islands and encroaching on the Philippines and Japan sovereign water. So they may have a point.
And about, you know, they went to the North Pole and they were greeted by Russian tanks. And I'm going to pronounce this wrong, and I am apologizing in advance, that Tue Elling Jensen said, actually, the North Pole is Danish. But that's not true.
You said Danish just fine.
Denmark, Norway, Canada, Russia, and the United States have all laid claim to it.
Yes.
Denmark has claimed swaths of it, but Putin says that it is Russia's.
Yeah, Putin is, and he's building up I'm not sure militarily, but he's certainly building up a Russian presence there because of global warming. The ice is receding, so there may be access to new oil reserves and other energy reserves there. Plus, of course, the hidden, you know, Ark of the Covenant is there. So he could get that.
Oh, yeah.
But then he opens it up and his face melts. So it's a win-win it's a lose-win kind of for us.
I don't want to get that.
No, probably not. So the storyline is going to continue, and there'll be a few surprises next week, and they come back to the politics, and so the strip will be back to offending or enchanting you, depending on which side of the political process you're on.
We have a nice comment, the last one.
Oh, I like those.
Wild Bill says, there is no place to escape politics, not even the funny papers, but I love this strip anyway.
Now, who's this?
Wild Bill.
Oh, get back to Wild Bill and say thank you.
Okay.
That's very sweet of you. Anyway, so that's it for this week's edition of the Prickly City Podcast. If you want to keep up with the strip or just drop us a line, leave a comment or an email, you can go to gocomics.com/Prickly City. You can go to scottstantis.com. Where else can they go?
They can go to pricklycity@gmail.com and send an email. Did you already say that?
Gosh, no, I didn't.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we run a tight ship here at Prickly City. So listen, thank you all for listening to this week's edition. And until next time, we'll see you in the funny papers.